My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. I will be doing a little extra penance today. What precisely is penance? Well, my definition would be penance is suffering aimed at a spiritual target. Suffering aimed at a spiritual target. That is, I'm not doing penance, like fasting, in order to lose weight. Rather, that fasting called penance is for the purpose of obtaining grace, God's love and mercy, for me or for others. Penance is a spiritual resource, an asset class, you might say. And we shouldn't waste it, but take full advantage of its hidden capabilities. The reason I'm doing extra penance today is for a friend I visited last night. She is 15 weeks pregnant, and her doctor told her the baby has a high likelihood of having Down's syndrome. As you can imagine, she and her husband were devastated by the news. All their hopes and dreams, plans and preparations for the baby's future suddenly seemed to disappear like a dream, and they have woken up to a harsh and cold morning. A friend of mine said recently that every parent hopes their child grows up to be the president or a priest. In other words, we want to give our children the best. And these folks feel like they have failed, even though it was not their fault. The purpose of my penance today, therefore, is to ask God to give that mom and that dad the grace they need to shoulder this unexpected cross. We don't always get to choose our cross. Sometimes our cross chooses us. This notion of penance with a purpose is not some crazy Catholic idea, but based on solid biblical foundations. In today's first reading, we read in Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, one of my favorite passages. "I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church." That is truly an extraordinary passage of Scripture for many reasons. And here is one reason. Paul is doing penance for the people of Colossae the Colossians. How? Well, he wrote the letter to the Colossians together with his other letters to the Philippians, the Ephesians, and the Philemon while he was in prison in Rome. In fact, these four New Testament letters are often grouped together and called the prison letters. But notice, Paul did not waste the suffering of his incarceration, but transformed it into powerful penance. Suffering aimed at a spiritual target. What target? Paul offered his pains and imprisonment as a sacrifice for the Colossians to help them carry their cross. I am doing a little extra penance in Fort Smith to help the body of Christ, my friend with a possibly Down syndrome baby. Just like St. Paul did penance in prison in Rome for the body of Christ in Colossae. My friends, what are you doing with your pains and your problems, your sufferings and your sacrifices? This Christian asset class called penance. Usually what we do with them is grumble and complain about them and wish they would just go away. But what if you looked at penance like a shrewd financial advisor looks at an asset class, like stocks or bonds, and instead of wasting your sufferings, capitalize on them, spiritually speaking. In other words, offer up your sufferings on behalf of the body of Christ. We all know people who need our prayers, like my pregnant friend. You may have children who have stopped going to Mass. The poor people of the Bahamas have nothing at all and are being evacuated. And countless other souls who did not pick their cross, but their cross picked them. Pray for them, but also do penance for them, because they too are a part of the body of Christ. Archbishop Fulton Sheen had a curious custom. Whenever he drove by a hospital, he would sigh from the depths of his soul. Why? He visualized all those sick and suffering people in those hospital beds whose sufferings were being wasted, not transformed into penance. Suffering aimed at a spiritual target. He was like a financial advisor, seeing people miss the chance to invest on some hot stock, like getting in on the ground floor of Walmart. You know, recently, I stubbed my toe at the edge of my bed one morning while I was making my bed. And instead of uttering a curse word, you know what I said? Praised be Jesus Christ.